Austin.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Introducing the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Our new owners and management are excited to be a part of this amazing community, where our brand new dealership is all about you. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at toyotamontgomery.com. Shop our huge selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. But it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota at Toyota of Montgomery. Shop online at toyotamontgomery.com and come see the all-new Toyota of Montgomery today.
There's definitely people within teams that just don't want to play the role of a leader. They don't want that responsibility. But if you're willing to take it on and be that leader, then it's very fruitful for you.
In continued What's Working tradition, I interview my children as they graduate from high school. That's my son, Spencer. We talk leadership, sports, AI, his generation's view of work, the workplace, and the world. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum, Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media post that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
It's May 31st, the greatest day ever. On the 31st of May, 1911, famed luxury liner the Titanic was launched in Belfast, Ireland. 1 year later, the Titanic would set sail on her maiden voyage and fulfill her lifelong dream of becoming a submarine. Have a great May 31st, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence will officially launch his widely expected campaign for the Republican nomination for president in Iowa next week. That adds another candidate to the growing GOP field and puts Pence in direct competition with his former boss, Donald Trump. Police have arrested three key organizers supporting police people protesting Atlanta's proposed police and fire training center. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says its agents and Atlanta police on Wednesday arrested three officers of the group that runs the Atlanta Solidarity Fund. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says they're part of a criminal organization. NASA's holding its first public hearing on UFOs a year after launching a study into unexplained sightings. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 134 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Inflation.
is crippling American families, and the current administration sure isn't doing you any favors. It's times like these you need to find ways to spend less wherever you can. One easy way is switching your wireless service to Pure Talk. That's right, veteran-owned Pure Talk is wireless for Americans by Americans. Instead of wasting their money on thousands of retail stores you'll never go into, famous actors you don't care about, or expensive perks you'll never use, they just want to save you money. In fact, Pure Talk saves the average family almost $1,000 a year, and the coverage is great. The most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Oh, it's just me. I'm glancing over the news, see what's happening out there today. This story was just sent to me, and it's interesting. And who do I thank for this one? Mark Cumbie. Mobile police officer wants to bury N-word with real funeral. He is an African-American cop. Let's get a little detail on this, because I think it's a great idea. Sergeant John Young with the Mobile Police Department has been outspoken on things he is passionate about. A year ago, he went viral online after speaking at a press conference about youth violence, particularly within the black community. A black man himself, he said he doesn't want his anti-violence campaign to go stale. Now he has a new idea to eliminate the N-word once and for all. He believes the word has dehumanized black people, and those who use it are desensitized to the damage it can do. It was made popular during slavery to dehumanize black people so the slave masters would have little remorse in their treatment. Well, 30 years ago, gangster rap music decided to embrace the word, called it normal, and called it something good. Now we have young black men referring to each other as that, and it dehumanizes them.
Yep, absolutely.
We've seen it. We know what's in the lyrics. And sadly, many rappers have made millions of dollars through this process. There's no positivity to it, he said. You can't take something bad and say it's good. You can't say, oh, that's our word. No one else can use it. No one should use it. I think he would find a lot of people in agreement with him on that. But, and I applaud the hell out of his goal with this. Yeah. And I hope it's hugely successful. But this is so immersive. And you see it if you get raw video from some of the events that take place, like shootings in Chicago and stuff. You'll hear it in the background, and it's just, the hell's going on? Who thinks this is a productive idea? It's not. Let's see what's on Citizens Free Press. Chris Wray confirms FBI Biden bribery document exists. I think that was to avoid the contempt charge from Congress. But that is not a done deal yet, not a settled issue. Criminal contempt charges against him. He is the poster puss for everything wrong with Washington. The deep state, the embedded bureaucrats. How can we, I mean, we see this every day. Why we're not in the streets over this is beyond me. But the FBI's primary task is to protect the Biden family. We're talking about a $5 million bribe here, not getting a speeding ticket fixed. What the hell? And all the other things they've done. They've had that Hunter laptop since 2019.
Yep.
It could put him in jail on multiple charges, and Joe Biden would have never gotten into the White House had they not just conveniently withheld that for him. So, clearly, at least at the upper levels of the FBI and every other government agency, the CIA, they're not on our side. They're not. It would be incredibly naive to believe that. We'd like to. We used to. We used to take their word for it. That's why when the Warren Report came out, I knew it. It was that Lee Harvey Oswald guy. Never bothering to ask why so many. And by the way, Mark Robert will be with us tomorrow at 3:30. So many hundreds of very important witnesses were simply ignored or not questioned or came forward with information that was dismissed. by the investigators. We're not that naive America anymore. And this kind of stuff will end our country. This whole idea that... is there anybody on this planet that doesn't know that Joe Biden is not well? Mentally, physically? He can't even make eye contact with reality. But he's in the frickin' White House. The world is looking at this and looking at that knucklehead that's his vice president. And they're wondering, what is wrong with America? Why is this happening? Well, he was installed. Remember, Nancy Pelosi even said, as soon as we install a new president. Well, you got your wish. And aren't we just thriving under this leadership? Target stock keeps tumbling. That story won't go away. Wow, it was down 2.91% today. Or down $2.91. Down 2.17%. Now, if you take 2.17% of my french fries at Baumhauer's tonight, I'm not going to be that mad. But when you do this 9 days in a row, you're getting a lot of my french fries. And this is starting to add up. And when are these woke SOBs going to be held accountable by the shareholders? There's some tough times coming because they can't win. And by the way, Robert Kennedy Jr. said, and we'll probably play a little of this, $10 million out of Anderson Cooper's $12 million salaries, paid $12 million to finish last. Week after week, month after month, year after year, to finish last in cable news ratings, $10 million out of that $12 million is paid by Pfizer. Gee, that would explain why they were approaching COVID the way they did, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Can't we will not survive this kind of garbage. David Blackman, our friend who we explore the he did a great blog this past week. The Associated Press, they're not press. They're a PR firm. They are taking huge amounts of money from climate activists to hire reporters, to create copy and stories to promote the climate crisis agenda. Where's the crisis? What is on fire right now that I can fix by buying an electric car? And this is another dilemma. You know, they're push, buy an electric car. In California, they're telling you times you can and can't charge it because you'll bring down the power grid. Why are we pushing something that our grid is not ready to deal with on a mass basis? We are nuts. We are officially nuts. 5:14, I wish I could invite all of you. My bulldog is home, Mr. Gubb. What a thing. We'll have a toast for him tonight over at Baumhauer's. I have to put a heart on this picture. It's just too cute. Little bub. You know, those things, for all the other stuff going on in the news in the world, when your little boy has to go through what he did today, that just owns you. Those thoughts own you all day long.
Yeah.
Not many mornings when I have a tear in my eye when I leave the house, but I did today. Because you don't know. Let's talk about some people that really do know what they're doing, and that's New Look Decorating. I have been upset. You know, hey, if you didn't like it, why didn't you grab a brush and fix it? My painting days are over by orders of my doctor. But there were many times, man, it was telling me, I'm not even going to be careful. This door looks disgusting. Chip paint. The ceiling over the patio where we would have guests sit outside, have some food and beverage, was a dirty mess. So we finally got with Brett Lanham and his team at New Look Decorating. His incredible team of color consultants helped us make some choices. And it's amazing. It's amazing out there. everything, the whole vista of our patio now, because our house is kind of horseshoe shaped around it, it's clean, just incredibly clean and repainted, and it looks brand new. That's a new look. And not just the covering, but colors that were well coordinated, that were recommended by Brett Lanham and his staff at New Look Decorating. Benjamin Moore paints were used, and our buddy Scott Bowers did the paint. And he is one of the best there is. That is truly an art. Very deliberate, very meticulous. He never rushes, which is great. So when you're ready for a new look for any part of your home, inside or out, go see Brett and the team at New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway at Bell Road on the north side of that intersection, or visit newlookdecoratingcenter.com. 516.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have an accident on I-65 southbound right before the Northern Boulevard. Traffic's backed up past the 143 on-ramp. You're going to need to be in the left two lanes to get by that accident. Traffic's also moving very slowly on 65 northbound across the Alabama River Bridge. We were also stacked up a bit onto the Northern Boulevard. Folks kind of gawking at the accident on 65 south. Also had an accident 85 southbound. You're going to see it off on the right side of the road right before the 65 merge. Traffic backed up while emergency folks were getting those vehicles out of the roadway, but we are not recovering, and now we're backed up moving slow all the way to Ann Street from the 65 interchange. So prepare for slowdowns any direction coming through Montgomery this afternoon. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR, family-owned, family-driven.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is the time of the year when our forecast is going to start sounding a little similar every day. There could be some scattered random evening showers and storms around until fading out later tonight. Low temperature 67. Tomorrow, on the first day of June, look for a little bit more humidity. High temperature easily up to about 87 with some scattered hit or miss storms here and there. Not much change Friday and Saturday. Friday's high around 90. We'll be in the low 90s on Saturday with more random storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times, we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
With Elon Musk's new invention, I have more comprehension. The facts I will retain. Smarter than a professor with the chip that's made by Tesla and an implant in my brain. With embedded information, learn a foreign language, the knowledge I will gain. I'll be witty and clever, my vocabulary's better with an implant in my brain. Oh, I will be so wise, won't be dumb anymore. I could implant an entire college course, 'cause in a chip, the facts are stored. I will no longer be stupid. When my brain's a computer, my mind won't be a blank. I'll know so many topics filled with Elon's electronics and an implant in my brain.
Hey, if it's all for the better, I'm all for it. Let's see. We are at 522. I got a Biden story here we're going to get to, but Jeff has been waiting through the break. Jeff, good afternoon.
Hey. How's it going?
Yeah, it's okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was watching TV. I was flipping through TV a while ago, mm-hmm. and Vivo, whatever that is, had a bunch of kids gathered around, and these two girls were shaking their money trains,
mm-hmm.
which is disgusting.
And Vivo did the... Who's Vivo?
It's some streaming app.
Oh.
That's terrible. And MTV is doing the RuPaul drag race.
Yeah, I know.
They're ugly.
I don't understand. I mean, you know, that might be something you'd look at once and say, okay, I just don't understand. I don't think it's that as popular as it's made out to be. I just don't.
I don't think it is either. I know you got the video yesterday. Was you able to open it?
Yes, but the audio is, I'm not sure if it's good enough. I'm going to give it to Jay Scott tomorrow and see if okay. he can enhance it somehow, because I would like to play it.
Okay. Well, it turns out you need a different copy. There's like four or five different copies on the YouTube.
I did notice that this one had very little, only like no comments and just a couple of views. You want to send me a different link?
I can. I tell you what, I can burn you a copy of the CD I got here and just send that to you.
I can't dub from a CD. We don't do that anymore. Isn't that crazy? Oh, okay. I mean, we can't use cassettes. Yeah. We can't use CDs. What the hell? But we will figure a way to get it out. We will get it out.
I'll see if I can send you a different link, or I'll call Dale and have him send me a good copy.
All right.
Email it to me, and then I'll just forward it to you.
Send me the link. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, I got some good memes. Here's one. It's the juxtaposition of Mr. Dylan Mulvaney in a cocktail dress. I mean, really creepy. You know, with his feminine hair and a nice slit up the side, so we get a good look at those Dylan Mulvaney thighs. And he is pictured next to a woman who is great with child. And Dylan says, I can do anything you can do better. And the woman says, no, you can't.
Good.
We can't, I mean, there were so many pillars of fact in our lives at one point. You know, one of them was boys and girls. And that's it. I mean, this whole idea that we have 31 genders is, I'm not even going to waste my time. Story just in on Faux News. Watch White House left speechless when asked whether Joe Biden is corrupt. Are you going to show us the clip? This is supposed to be John Kirby. It says watch.
In the middle of this, there was a hard run to get an FBI file. There have been many developments in the House investigation.
I think I found the beginning of the actual.
There have been many developments in the House investigations into the First Family's international business dealings recently. There's one committee trying to get an FBI file alleging that President Biden took bribes. There's another IRS whistleblower who's alleging there's a cover-up in the investigation. Amid all of this, there was a Harvard-Harris poll this month that found that 53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme.
And I'm one of those
there's,
Democrats.
Of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
The president has spoken to this.
Yes.
And there's nothing to these claims.
That's why Christopher Wray is so eager to hand over that exculpatory evidence to Representative Comer in Congress. Because there's no evidence. What a dick. I'm sorry. What a putrid excuse. Everybody this administration marches up to a microphone or trots out. From Rachel the Admiral to this douchebag, they make me sick. It's like, we're putting together a freak show. And we've got somebody that represents every crack pottery population in America, including the deviants. Ugh.
They lie.
He looks, this guy, Kirby, I don't know, well, they all have issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he's no different than... Let's hope and pray we never hear that over the emergency broadcast system, because that would crack her up. I mean, today our demise is imminent. How about that, folks? Back to the Target story. Target shares dropped again on Wednesday as the retail juggernaut continues to suffer after Pride products outraged some customers. Target shares dropped another 2.14%, marking the ninth straight decline as tracked by the Dow Jones. Their market value has fallen over. Are you ready? Let's get the tote board up. Causing the market value to fall over $13 billion. $13 billion in just a little over a week. It takes a special level of incompetence and incoherence to produce a result like that. You can only hope that the shareholders... But you see here again. Yeah. Oh, panic meeting. Let's move those exhibits elsewhere. Let's shrink the amount of space we're giving them. Let's cut ties with Ab Prelin, the Satanist that's making this crap for us. Then everything will be okay, right? First of all, the people that said they would never go to Target again are not going back because you moved it. And the people that thought you were the most wonderful company on the planet because you did put those products out, well, now you moved them and now you've pissed them off, just like Bud. Dylan Mulvaney and Annie Shiny Hiney cost that company, what's the latest total, close to $30 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And... Oh, no, that was a one-and-done kind of thing. Well, guess what? When you came out and said that was a mistake, the people who pushed you into making that mistake say, oh, really? Well, now we're mad, too. So you've lost our business. There is a lot of truth to the saying, get woke, go broke. 5:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Are we going to Baumhauer's after the show today?
Yes.
Yes, but you'll understand if I'm only there briefly because I want to get home and see Mr. Thing. Mr. Gubb needs to see his daddy. He's back from the hospital and the surgery today, so...
And he will be anxiously awaiting.
Yeah, he's in good hands. Trust me, he is well cared for, Mr. Gubb. But so we hope you'll drop by and join our little group over there. We have a good time. In the meantime, if you we are just beginning summer travel. Yeah, I know a lot of people came and went over the weekend. There's a lot of people down at the beach this week for different things happening down there. And it's pretty much going to be that way over the summer. If not the beach, maybe you're going to the Carolinas. That's a nice day trip, 6 hours, mountains, beauty. Whatever you decide to do before you make any trip, get your car to one of Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tires' 3 locations and get a quick diagnostic check. If you need the oil changes, of course they can do that. If you need your brakes safety inspected, they can do that. If you need your tires rotated, they do that. And they use two people to do it. They roll it so they can look for things that are embedded in the tire before they remount it so that you're driving on tires that have been subjected to the closest scrutiny possible. And then when they're complete, they have done everything within their power to make sure that problems that could be avoided have been, and you can make a trip without being stuck on the side of the road with a breakdown that could have been avoided. Preventive maintenance, they do it so well, and regular maintenance, and customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. You work downtown, drop your car off there in the morning, and they'll bring you back to it at lunch whenever you need it. 3 locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook, high atop Mount Duncan, scenically overlooking that pastoral area. And then there's one downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of one. And look for Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, here's our current situation. We had an accident earlier, I-65 southbound. This is right before the Northern Boulevard. Two lanes are open, the left two lanes. Traffic is backed up past the 143 on-ramp at Millbrook. Folks in the northbound lanes on 65 are slowing down to look at the accident. And that's got traffic backed up on Northern Boulevard and backed up across the Alabama River Bridge. We also had an accident on I-85 southbound right before the 65 merge. That's off on the right now, but traffic is just not recovered. Cars are continuing to pile in on I-85, and traffic's moving slow all the way back past Ann Street now, heading towards Perry Hill. We've got a good bit of traffic on Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia rain or shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
From WAKH Channel 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police continue to investigate a May 14th homicide, and they're offering a $1,000 reward in identifying the suspect. That shooting happened in the 5500 block of Atlanta Highway. 28-year-old Jarquise Willis was killed. Montgomery Fire Rescue responded to a possible structure fire in the 3100 block of Malone Drive off Zelda Road. Units were met with smoke and visible flames from the rear of the home. The person living inside the house made it out unharmed. Fire officials say no one else was inside. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The man behind Alabama State University's iconic Turkey Day Classic Parade for over a decade has died. ASU President Dr. Quentin Ross Jr. said Ken Waters was among the best and brightest among the Hornet Nation family, and his loyalty to the Alabama State University was beyond reproach. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch your local news on WAKH Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is the time of the year when our forecast is going to start sounding a little similar every day. There could be some scattered random evening showers and storms around until fading out later tonight. Low temperature 67. Tomorrow, on the first day of June, look for a little bit more humidity. High temperature easily up to about 87 with some scattered hit-or-miss storms here and there. Not much change Friday and Saturday. Friday's high around 90. We'll be in the low 90s on Saturday with more random storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Woke Math 101. Welcome all students at any point on the vast gender spectrum. This semester, we'll be covering basic woke math concepts such as division, where we'll divide the class based on their preferred group identity. Subtraction, which is now called cancellation, as in 4 canceled by 2 equals anyone? Anyone? That's correct. The right answer is social justice. We'll learn how the greater than symbol is now referred to as the more privileged than symbol, as in 10 is more privileged than 5. We will touch on some basic appropriated algebra, where the value of X is no more valuable than any other socioeconomic or sociopolitical variables. Now, at the risk of sounding as though I endorse ableism, please open your textbooks to whichever page you most identify with, and let's begin our indoctrination.
Here's a meme. Socialism is better than capitalism, says the woman. Guy comes back with, when the Berlin Wall fell, who ran to which side? Good point. Hey, Clint.
Hey, sir. What's I'm up? Down your part of the country now. So.
Which is where?
I'm in Milton, Florida.
Milton?
Yes, sir.
What's going on in Milton?
Well, Santa's doing pretty good. So, hey, and I just called to check on you guys, see what's happening in Alabama. And seems like the governor's, they passed a good bill.
Yeah, she signed that protecting women's sports, yes.
Yeah.
I just saw a graph that showed the number of testicular injuries in women's sports, and there were none until just recently. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And also a law prohibiting the loitering and panhandling at intersections. Say hi to everybody in Milton for us, Clint. No! Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hi. What do you... Hey, can I tap your legal expertise?
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, so a friend of mine and a friend of yours went to a place that sells cigarettes. And the place that sells the cigarettes asked my friend, who is very close to me, to produce an ID. But my friend had his wallet lost recently and doesn't have his current driver's license, but had a previous driver's license issued by the state of Alabama with his photo and all the pertinent information. And the clerk at this gas station refused to take my friend's ID as legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
My friend said, I'm not looking to go drive a car. I'm looking to buy cigarettes. You want proof of my age? Here it is. Is an expired license still legal identification to the person to whom it is issued?
Okay. I'm going to say no, but I'm going to ask Jared, and I'll tell you why. Because Publix did the same thing to me when I was trying to buy some wine like a while ago when my ID was expired. And I'm like, I'm literally in my late 30s, and you're going to tell me, like, I can't buy a bottle of wine. I'm clearly over 21. Jared, do you have to have a valid identification to be able to buy cigarettes? He said, pretty sure you do.
But isn't, for identification, an expired license valid for identification?
I mean, I would make a legal argument without looking at the code section that it should suffice, whether it's expired or not, because you're not... I mean, it's an ID. It has your birthday on it.
Yeah.
I don't know why a driver's license has an expiration date on it anyways. I mean, I feel like you should only have to get a new one if you move, you relocate, so it's valid, meaning it has your proper identification. But it shouldn't matter how old the plastic card is.
That's what my friend is saying.
But I think it's a way for the state to make money. Cause think about it. Like, when you go, you have to pay for a new one. So
I
that's
know.
Do I have to? Way of getting.
Can I order one online, or can I? Can my friend order one online, or can he? Does he have to go to the DMV?
Jared's over here talking smack. What? Jared said a lot of women lie about their weight.
Oh, on the driver's license.
Jared. This is why I don't talk to him. You guys hear how he is. He's just over there talking smack. I don't know. I would say that just, I mean, I'm not going to tell you to commit a crime, but just have somebody else buy you your cigarettes until you can
Well, that's what I ended up having to do.
Buy the man.
And in a life as busy and productive as mine...
Is this you, Greg? Was this person you, your good friend? Are you driving around that expired and you just don't want everybody to know?
I hate myself. I am my own worst enemy, so how could I be the good friend?
I mean, don't ever admit guilt. I don't know. Can you order it on Florida?
No.
I know you
no.
can order your driver's license online.
You have to go in.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they
have to retake your picture.
I haven't changed a bit in the last 17 years. Why do I have to have another picture?
That's why.
I look better than ever. That's what my lying friends tell me.
Next time I come in, I'll show you my ID picture because it looks fake. Because the way they took the picture, even Jared, when we got it in the mail, he was like, that looks like fake ID. But he was with me when we took the picture.
There's no good driver's license pictures.
As far as I'm concerned, your name is Ellen Griswold. You just pulled that look off so well.
Well, thank you. Maybe next time my license is expired and I have to go to the DMV, I'll wear the wig.
Hey, even better. Loan it to me so when I go...
You should.
That would be funny.
It's a really good wig, too. For the $19.99 that I spent on Amazon...
That was...
$20 well spent.
I would have guessed that was at least a $50 wig. And not a $20.
No, that's what Dana said. And I'm like, no.
Speaking of Dana, how is she?
She's well. She's down here with this work conference. Well, I'll see her tomorrow. I haven't seen her yet, but she'll be down here with me. You know, we're at that work conference. So, but we're good. You know, her baby's turned 3 this week.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
I know. The twins will be 3 on June 3rd.
Wow.
I know, right?
I remember when she got pregnant.
I know. I remember when she got pregnant, too. It was like, well, all right.
We found out it was going to be twins.
Oh, no. I kind of wish that, though. Like, I spoke that into being. I really wanted it to be twins. And here we are.
It seems like just yesterday the two of you came here for that Christmas in your Christmas costumes with cookies.
Yeah.
Honest to God. That seems like yesterday, and that was, 6 years ago now? 5?
time?
Yeah, Stephen will be 6 in July.
Holy cow. And what's the theme this year? So I can buy a gift that he won't use?
Oh, pirate.
The pirate, okay.
He uses all of the gifts, smart Alec.
You would have been proud of me and Rich Thomas looking online. Now, what's the best dinosaur gift we can find here? And we put a lot of time into that.
I know. I'm always proud of you guys, though. Like, you guys give 100% all the time. Jared's making me go to some tourist trap for dinner tonight.
Tourist? Oh, like what? There's some good restaurants down there. Who? Fuddruckers?
It's next to Fat Daddy's Arcade. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Stephen just said, did you say arcade?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Not a secret.
Everything holy. My time has ended.
A friend of mine, Holly, says you can renew an ALDL online every other time. And I think that's how I renewed this one. But what if I need a replacement?
Oh, it should be the same thing.
Yeah? Why don't we do this on the air? Why don't you tell us some of the things you got planned while you're...
While you're looking at that?
Yeah.
Well, so tonight we're going to go to this tourist trap with the kids for dinner. Then tomorrow I'm at this BLE all day from 8 in the morning. And then tomorrow night we have like a beachside soiree. Mm. And then I'm in CLEs all day. Alligator. I got Lola with me. Yeah, Lola's here. Lola and Stevens and Jared. But no, conference ends Saturday at like noonish, 1 o'clock. And then we're going to have one family day at the beach and head back on Sunday. So yeah, that's about it.
Hey, it looks like I can do this online.
Do it then. Like, do it online. Don't go in anywhere. Oh, there's a spot, babe. Do it online. Like, don't go in if you have to. How much does it cost these days to get your driver's license renewed?
I think it's about like $35. Yeah.
Can you loan me $35?
Sure.
Yeah.
I gotta sell some pies. I gotta sell some pies.
You need a credit card?
No. That'd be silly. All right, let me see if this actually works. Okay.
This is riveting, by the way.
Yeah.
Look, it's 5:48. I'm done with the news. You missed some of it. I mean, did you see Tarjay has now lost $13 billion?
Yeah, I told you I went there and returned something, right? And, like, anybody who knows me knows if I buy something, it never gets returned, whether it fits or not. Like, I'm not doing that. Target, $24.99 back on my card.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
And their stock fell 2% again today. And
I sent you something late last night or this morning, another company. Kohl's.
Oh, Kohl's. I'm going to go over there. After I talked about that on the air, I saw that. I'm going to go over there and cut my card up on in their face.
Good, do it.
And now,
come here, Lola, let's get out of the car.
Chick-fil-A's under fire, too.
Oh, yeah, because Chick-fil-A hired a VP of integration and whatever.
DEI.
But it's like, you guys, like, that's my question. It's, where is it safe to shop? And I'm going to tell you this right now. People keep saying Walmart. I went to Walmart because, you know, I'm boycotting the Target. I went to the Walmart, and they had a section as well. I mean, they didn't have, like, the tuck bathing suits like Target did, but they had a section as well. So, I mean, Lola Francis, give me your hand. We're in a parking lot. So, she's obsessed with alligators, and she thinks a shark is going to eat her hippo. That's what we're dealing with.
Well, listen, have a fun evening at Fuddruckers, and join us tomorrow, same time, same station.
I will. I'll send you some photos from my kids being on their best behavior at dinner. It's going to be great.
I know. Those have been great. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Jared.
All right. We are at 5:50. And look, I didn't mean for this to be boring, but there's a question that somebody else out there may have to ask one day. I'm only trying to help. This is not all about me.
USCS traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, I wish I could tell you that things were improving, but they're just not. I-65 southbound just for the Northern Boulevard. Had a big accident there. Two lanes open, the left two against the center divider. Traffic is backed up all the way past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook and backing up. We also had an accident earlier on 85 southbound. They got that one out of the way, but traffic is just not recovered there. And the Gawkers that are looking at the accident headed north on 65 have got slow traffic all the way back across the Alabama River Bridge up to the interchange. And then the traffic has just not recovered from that earlier accident. We're backed up all the way past Ann Street, southbound on 85 there. Buckle up, drive carefully, busy everywhere else, and it's a slow go through downtown. Incredible values at Premier Place, Shop Kato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
And now this.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Fox tonight, the auditions continue.
MasterChef United Tastes of America.
As gifted home cooks try to prove their region is the best.
Tonight, the Midwest.
Then, if you thought Gordon the chef was tough to please, try Gordon the CEO.
Succeeding in business is not easy.
Can these food entrepreneurs persuade him to partner with them?
I want to be national.
The new hit competition, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
Tonight on Fox 20.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers, a one-of-a-kind, unique Montgomery jeweler. Troop Booth is the owner, but his grandparents started the business way back in 1977. Now, maybe you're looking for a unique, one-of-a-kind jewelry item. Go to their website, heirloomjewelers.com, click on some of the items. Beautifully designed jewelry passed down generation after generation. Maybe you're looking for a specific item. Troop may be able to acquire it through a network of jewelers that he deals with. And he's dedicated to give you a fair and honest price for your antique and estate jewelry. Heirloom Jewelers is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to 2 by appointment only. So you can call or text Troop at this number, 260-0666. Besides their website, they also have a great Facebook and Instagram page as well. Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0666. They are located on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I want to thank everybody who helped me solve my crisis. I now have my new license on the way.
Yay.
And I am printing copies. I would assume that if... And I am a pretty good driver. So... I would expect if something happened, I'd say, officer, I forgot. So I printed this as evidence that I have, as a duly, you know.
Just tell him you misplaced your wallet.
Yeah, which I did, which is the truth. Is so I'm going to consider this your show for the most selfish reason. Briscoe's home. He's doing well. Thanks to everybody who sent their love today. We really appreciate it. And I took care of a problem. So let's go to Bomb Hours and celebrate.
Okay. We went.